Blog Talk Radio. Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Okay. I gotta get the link to get the music fixed. Welcome to Canned Laughter and Coffee. It just sounds, I don't know. Oh. It's so down home. I feel like I should be selling biscuits.
Now, you know what I keep thinking? I keep thinking, are we sponsored by feminine hygiene products? I don't know.
I don't know, but this Branson, you know, it's just tickets to Dollywood. I don't know what it is, but it has to change. Hey, you have to send me the link. I promise I will dutifully look, listen to music all night if I have to. Oh, we will fix that. Oh, my God. Well, the show is Canned Laughter and Coffee, so there you go. We never have canned laughter on, though, do we? Like, we don't actually have canned laughter.
We need to fix that somehow.
No. I like the spontaneous real laughter, so that's good. So it's a good
thing.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Well, if they could hear what we were saying right before the show, they'd be laughing too, but probably at us.
At us, not with us. And let's keep it with, shall we? I think that's important.
I have enough laughter aimed at me
throughout the day. So I, at least for 15 minutes, once a week, I think it's important for me to sort of carve out the illusion of respectability.
Right.
Yeah, so there you go, the illusion.
Yeah. For 15 minutes a week, you want to...
You have no idea. By the way, everybody, welcome again to the show. I have a book coming out next week. So I'm evil. I just basically said, oh, look, I have this radio show on once a week, and I'm promoting other authors, and we invite them to talk about their books. And I thought, I'm just going to be on my own show. So that was
there
like a... I don't even know what there's a word for that. Nepotism to the nth degree.
It's called the epitome of self-promotion.
There you go. Exactly.
There is nothing wrong with that. I'm saying that right now. Nothing wrong with that.
Thank you so much.
But what I do want to make sure, though, is that you give everybody your website address.
Oh, no. Don't go there. I haven't updated it in 2 years. Don't
do
it, people.
I know, but here's what's going to happen is you're going to give the website address. And then you're going to feel obligated to go and update it, and everybody's going to benefit from that.
You know, there's that, I am going to update it. There are plans to update it this next week, and I'm in transition. What can I say? I'm looking for a new agent. I'm getting my website updated. It's painful, but there you go. That's where we're at.
Well,
like all transitions.
I have some good news, and to celebrate the release of your next novel.
That's right. Revenge Wears Rubies.
Rubies,
thank you.
Yes. I am inviting you to join me and Christine Sehan and a whole group, a gaggle of gals.
Ooh.
Not this Thursday, but a week from Thursday.
Ooh.
We're going to a really super nice, I think it's called the Firehouse in Old Sacramento.
Ooh.
Really nice restaurant. And I'm inviting you to be my guest. So later on, I will get with you, find out, get all the details going. We are going to celebrate the release of this book, and we are going to have fun. And Christine Sehan already knows the stories, so, who knows what will happen?
Oh, no. Okay, really? Christine Sehan? Oh, no. Oh, wow. I'm excited and scared at the same time. That's so wonderful. Couldn't you have lied to Christine Sehan, though, and just perhaps not told her all the stories? Did you edit them at all, or
I did not censor a thing.
Dear, oh dear. And she's still willing to have a meal with me, so that's fantastic.
And yeah,
that's
and all the girls, it's like, well, like some of them, I said, if we really just need some entertainment, why don't we invite Renee Bernard?
Thank you for that. Speaking of respectability and my issues with that, I did want to alert you to, I didn't know if you knew this, but one of my panels at RT upcoming in Columbus in end of April, beginning of May is the Romantic Times Conference. One of my panels got turned into a reader's party. And behind my back, they invited cover models, not just any cover models.
I'm going to that.
Mr.
I am
Romance.
Going to that.
Mr.
Yeah.
Romance 2009 is going to be
Ooh.
There. And they're doing a Build-A-Hero game where they'll be, taking suggestions from the audience and then basically dressing him up like a giant Ken doll.
Okay.
Kind of thing.
I have to ask you, okay, because we're talking about heroes for a moment. In your book.
Yes.
If there was an actor who was going to play your hero from this from, who would it be? Who would you choose?
For Galen? Let's see. Oh, my goodness gracious. For Galen, the first person that comes to mind is, who's the guy who played Wolverine? Who's that guy?
Hugh Jackman.
Or Gerard Butler, because he's kind of got that dark,
now,
you know.
I have to tell you, my first thought was Gerard Butler. That was what I was going to suggest. Like,
Gerard Butler.
I would take Hugh, too. I would.
But Hugh is pretty dashing, and he would darken his hair up a little bit to play the part, so, because I just think Galen is very elegant. Gerard's a little rough around the edges, so, but, yeah. Mm.
We have a call-inner.
Ha!
I believe
$10 says it's my mom.
It's your mom.
It's my mother.
Yay, mom.
I have a very important question for you.
Uh-oh. Yes, ma'am?
Okay, your father is standing here.
Oh, God.
Too shy to speak on the air. But he wants to know, is he allowed to read this book?
No, he is not.
Not allowed.
In fact, I would caution him against reading the back cover. You know, I just think Dad should just glance at the cover and go, oh, that's pretty, and then just, you know, just move along. Just keep moving. I love you, Dad, and thanks for asking.
You're welcome, babe. Enjoy your show.
Oh, thanks. I'm going to have to write a book especially for my parents, you know, one that they can read.
I read them all.
Oh, that's true. Mom reads them, but
your dad is pretty much. Your dad says he needs one for him and Fiona.
There you go.
The purple cover.
Oh, my God, the purple cover. Yeah. Oops. In fact, that's a great story. I'm live on the radio, and so I'm promoting my books. This is great. So this is the show I have no babysitter,
you know,
apparently. Hold on,
Renee,
hold on.
You are the best mom. You are the best mom. You really are. And you have such sweetheart little daughter.
Oh, actually, she is adorable. Fiona is just the most beautiful girl in the world, who's apparently woken up from a nap and is in a little distress.
No.
You need to go to the bathroom. Come on, sweetie. I'll take care of you. So I'm. Oh, okay. I'll wait. I'll follow up with you.
Now, for anybody who wants to find Renee online, it is Renee Bernard, author, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Not harried mother. Not model phobic, but reneebernardauthor.com. That's right.
Yes.
And
in the next week or two, it's going to be updated. So they can go check it out now, and then they have a reason to come back.
Absolutely. Well, the reviews are up on Fresh Fiction, and there's, you know, Revenge Wears Reviews. It's there on Amazon. They can see. So it's current everywhere else in the universe except my website. So that's, you know, classic. And I am going to have that updated so that they can come and see what's going on, and I promise. And it's
a new series for me.
This
right?
is The Jaded Gentleman, and it's a brand new series for me. So this is the first and hopefully a delightfully long series of about 5 or 6 books. So keep your fingers crossed, everybody. So
now, you have a newsletter too, right?
I dream of having a newsletter, but every time I start to write one, I think, what in the world would I actually tell people they would want to know about the bizarreness that is me and mine? So,
I are going to have to get together.
Yes.
There's a lot of things that people would like.
Oh, thank you. I have plans of blog. I have all sorts of dreams, blogging, tweeting. I don't know, one day I too will join the 21st century and be part of it all. But in the meantime, other things seem to just pop up. I can't imagine. But no, I'm actually creating a blog for the boys. So all of my heroes are going to be blogging, so that the guys can blog, and then if the ladies would like to ask them questions, they may.
Oh.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah. So Galen, brace yourselves, ladies, is going to be blogging. And he's a little wary about this whole technology thing, as am I. But he assures me he's frightened of nothing and that he can certainly handle it. So I'm actually going to have a blog for the Jadeds.
Okay. Now, Renee, real quick, in 60 seconds or less, give us the synopsis of the book.
Revenge Wears Rubies. Basically, it's the introduction to the Jaded, and it's a group of guys who have escaped, who have gotten out of India after the Sepoy uprising. So they're all trying to recover their lives. And Galen is the first hero up to the plate. And what happens is there is a misunderstanding, of course, but basically the woman that was engaged to another prisoner who died, who didn't make it out, when Galen discovers that she's just gone on blithely with her life, he decides to destroy her out of vengeance and to honor his friend, basically. And it's just a really fun, twisted, horrible, torturous plot. And I enjoyed torturing these characters, what can I say? And I just really like the idea of a very plucky heroine. So I think Haley is just a different, she's cut from a different cloth than the usual. And Seduction Wears Sapphires comes out in August. And, again, I have an American heroine in that one. So I like the idea of really bringing out some very different ladies, sort of the gentlemen to each sort of find their own way home. And this would be fun. And they're not all dukes and marquises and earls. I have a doctor, an artist, a soldier, and then, you know, just some different guys, what can I say? There's more than one flavor in the case. What can I say? So hopefully there's a gentleman for everyone to fall in love with. So I certainly have. I've really enjoyed crafting this one. And this has been a delight. This really has been fun. But Galen's the first one up, and he is moody. He's moody.
Well, you know we like moody.
I know. And then Ash is next. Ash Blackwell gets to go next, and he's a slut. I don't think there's any other way to put it. He's a rogue. He's a very naughty, naughty, naughty boy. And so I thought that would be fun if he, you know, really had a heroine that, you know, wasn't impressed by Mr. Shiny Pants. And I thought that would be fun. So that's what I did in the set. So that's Seduction Wears Sapphires, and that one's coming up after Rubies. So Rubies, Sapphires, and then brace yourself. Who knows? Emerald, Diamond, Opal.
Hey, go on and on. I would love it.
Well, thanks, everybody. And that was a very strange and chaotic edition of Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. But in a way, that was quintessential, I think. RB, okay. Join us next Tuesday. I promise it'll be more normal. Everybody have a great week. Good
okay,
night.
That's Renee Normal, just so
Renee
everybody knows
normal.
That. Well, Renee Normal.
I can't make promises. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe and welcome to our circle.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.